Surviving Life with the Vambillies is about a Christian perspective on everyday challenges surrounding work, family, and marriage.
The aim of this program is to equip you through the use of scripture with the right survival tools for life and all that it brings.
Welcome to Surviving Life. My name is Danny Vambili and this is my beautiful wife.
Letitia Vambili, how are you doing today?
I am super excited, Letitia, that we are doing this special update show.
Yes, so this show is a little bit different than what you've heard from us on Tuesday evenings. It's kind of a response to what we have been doing in the background while doing Surviving Life with the Vambilis.
Yes, it's been such a beautiful journey. I think maybe 2 years ago when God told us to start this particular platform on TBN, we never saw it reaching this particular day, though it was prophesied to be here, seeing the responses and just experiencing the difference it's making in your lives has been beautiful.
So today we're going to take you into the kind of behind the scenes. And what I mean by that is you guys know a lot about us, but at the same time, nothing about us. And so we're going to talk about how we got to doing everything we're doing now and really where the topics come from. And so for me, formal ministry, well, ministry on the ground work has been 10 years. But for you, Danny, the story is much longer and how you came into ministry very young and you were even ordained. Did you guys know that Danny's ordained as an apostle?
It's been such a journey. And I believe at the age of 17, when I got saved, I never saw the day where I'll be in full-time ministry, you know. But very soon after that, the Lord called me to leave my education. I was studying law at the time. I went up to America, where I had a personal encounter with the Lord. And, you know, I'm not going to speak too much on that today. But fast forward, I came back to South Africa. The things the Lord had said began to happen. And one day, the Lord sent someone who operated in the prophetic ministry to ordain me while at a friend of mine's house. You know, it was such a very interesting experience. And though a lot of other stuff happened, I always remember that as the first calling and ordination from the Lord.
Wow. And then, you know, how I get involved is quite strange. I never had a personal call. Like, my story is not so cool. Like, honestly, I always had a personal relationship with God. And I thought that God spoke to everyone the way that he spoke to me. And it's only over time that I started learning that, you know, everyone gets talked to differently. But I was pursuing psychology at the time. I ended up getting the degree. The Lord took me in a different direction academically, though. But spiritually, I now had this degree that, you know, I couldn't use, the psychology part anyway. And then when we got engaged in 2013, is when I realized that there was this whole counseling space of ministry. And that's when the Lord started helping me chew the meat and spit out the bones, if you will. But we formally started doing counseling. We started counseling while we were engaged.
Engaged, yeah. And the Lord sent us married couples.
Married couples. And we felt so out of our depths. We were like, why are we counseling couples that have been married 20 years and we're not even married yet? And so that kind of started us thinking, like, you know, why would the Lord take us down this path? But as a couple, we also had words that were spoken over us about ministry. Our entire engagement was filled with, the Lord has called you guys to ministry, ministry. Now, we were too cool for school. We are too cool for school, okay? Because when we got these prophetic words, we were like, nah, not us. Not formally, not like a formal church setting. We were comfortable doing it in media. A counseling ministry, we did deliverance ministry. We, you know, what more did we do in our time?
Yeah, I think the Lord would use us in so many different platforms. At some point, we were in charge of counseling for an entire radio station.
Yeah, but we were in the background. We were not really, I don't think people knew that they were talking to us.
Yeah,
but we would get the messages whenever people needed help, and we were the ones in the background answering.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was really interesting. I never saw myself doing it on radio, like as my face. So back then it was kind of nice because you're incognito, you get the messages and you just reply and help the people. And then we would also be invited to so many like camps.
Yeah, we would do camps with children, and it later evolved to doing camps with pastors.
Yeah,
where we would for a couple of days just spend time counseling pastors, and the results from that was really amazing.
Yeah, we've partnered with so many ministries over the last 10 years of us doing, ministry, where we would be invited. Danny would be invited to speak to men. I'd be invited to speak to women, and both be invited to speak to young people or married couples. And some of the ministries we've been privileged to work with is like MLC, which is located here in Pretoria in Lombardy Estates, which stands for My Lord Conquers. And they're a counseling ministry where pastors just come from all over and they offer free counseling. And we've been with them since 2015, maybe.
Yeah.
And we're still technically there. We also have been working with GLL, which stands for God's Leading Ladies. And we've been with them for about 5 years, going on 6 years, which is a ministry that counsels women in the fivefold. You know, they have a camp on a weekend and we just get to deal with the emotional stuff of ministry. And then we spoke about some of the media work we've done in the background with counseling people. So we've been so privileged over the last couple of years to partner with amazing people. And then suddenly we had TBN that created Surviving Life with the Vambilis, and now Impact 103, where we get to discuss more with you guys every Wednesday.
Yes, and our vision has always been to give people platform to go beyond church talk.
Yeah.
You know, because I think in both of our experiences, we felt like, you know, a lot of people were hiding their hurt with church lingo.
Mm.
You know, where if a safe space is not created for people to be naked, in a sense.
Yeah.
We find ourselves playing church and not getting the help we need.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget in 2005 when I first worked with Impact Radio. And later in that year, we started a platform for men. And we were dealing with things like pornography, sexual addictions and stuff. And my biggest surprise was the amount of people I knew personally who called the show and reached out to the show, or came to me and spoke after church, but also expressing that if not for this platform, they would still be stuck in that cycle.
Yeah.
You know, so I saw personally back then that we need spaces that are safe, that will speak on topics that are sometimes seen as taboo.
Taboo. And you know, another thing that we noticed in our time doing ministry in this way is, and I would encourage, if you're a minister that's listening to this, please, this part, take it to the Spirit and take it to heart. The lack of an anonymity when we go to counseling within church structures is what would bring people to us. Because at that point, we were not a part of a church structure. We were, yes, ministers called in our own way, but people would gravitate towards us because there was a certain way that we handled it. I think with us, there was experience that we had of why the anonymity and the confidentiality is important. But then having studied psychology myself, I couldn't dream of taking something someone tells me and it ends up somewhere else. And a lot of people have experienced within the church, and this is something that needs to change. We need to grow out of it and mature past it. The church should be a safe place.
Yes.
And a lot of people's experiences is you tell the minister or the counselor your situation, and it either changes how you're treated when you go to church, or your things end up on the pulpit. Even if your name is not called, you know that you're being talked about. And in the worst case scenario, of course, is your actual business being out there. And so those are the things we started to realize that, you know, needed to be refined within the church structures, that we should feel safe to talk about what's wrong with relevant parties within the church structures that God created for us, without feeling like we have to go outside. Because one thing you pick up is not all counseling is counseling. Sometimes you go to a counselor that's more woke, that's more worldly, and they can give you advice that's completely out of scripture. And so we start picking up that, no, God wants us to feel safe to talk about our issues within the church. But us as the people that are leading these sectors also need a certain level of accountability, professionalism, anonymity, and confidentiality when we're dealing with such topics. And that's what brought us to some of the titles that you see on our show. And that's led to our social media platforms that we've got now. We've got Instagram, we've got TikTok, and we've got Facebook, where you can reach us. And it's just called Surviving Life with the Vambilis on all platforms. And the topics that you see every single week are honestly real experiences. We've walked with people for so long that these are things we've seen. You know, we're not just talking about them.
Yeah. And some of it is also areas where we could not find help.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes the Lord wants you to experience certain things so you know that those things exist. Mm-hmm. You know, so you become the solution to the problem you experience, you know, without being bitter and, you know, walking around with a victim mentality.
Yeah.
But understanding that, look, the Lord calls you and exposes you to a certain area, so you are aware mm-hmm. of the lack.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's almost felt like we've learned to be what we needed in times and could not find specifically.
And that brings us to you and this platform and how today is really just to say thank you. We've had such an incredible reception with Surviving Life with the Vambilis on Impact 103 and even on our time as TBN or even on social media. We get your messages and we get your encouragements. And we are just so grateful that you've chosen to walk this road with us. But one thing that's been important for us that we've noticed is some of the needs that have come up as a result of your feedback.
Yes, a lot of you have expressed the need to be helped, you know, and when we started this year, the Lord had asked us to hold off on personal counseling.
Yeah.
You know, so a lot of people who we were helping did not understand that move. But I believe the Lord wanted us to spend a season just understanding the needs holistically, and also having the structures in place to assist in areas. We didn't want to start walking with people and then dropping them halfway.
We heard the Lord saying this year to take a rest, and like Danny said, we had to call all the people we'd be working with. So, I mean, some of the people I'd been walking with for 5 years, and I just had to call and be like, "Ugh, the Lord says we have to stop." And I don't think we knew, even though last year was a very, very big year for us in terms of we got this immense prophetic word from a woman of God from the United States.
Yes, Dr. Alexis McClinton.
Yes, she was in the country, and we just went to her event thinking we were just visiting, right?
Yeah. And this moment was actually quite interesting because we went from attending to being introduced and being asked to preach.
Yes, and being introduced to the country as prophets to the nation. And she was saying, these are the Vambilis and they will speak to the country and all. And we're just looking at her thinking, what are you even talking about? This was August last year.
Yes. And what we started noticing was there was just a lot of confirmation in the areas where the Lord had spoken to us about in the beginning of our ministry or even our marriage.
Yeah.
But now it was becoming more prominent. We would pray about things or let me just give an example. There's a time when the Lord spoke to us about being called to the deliverance ministry.
Well, that was a hectic time.
Very hectic. And we're experiencing and dealing with very tough cases. And when the Lord said to us to listen to, pay attention to Derek Prince, he literally brought someone, a stranger, you know, in the parking lot of my mother's estate, who turned out to be someone who was raised, not just someone, a rabbi, Dr. Roger Lenk, who is a rabbi from Israel who worked directly with Derek Prince.
Yes, and he actually runs a ministry called Mekudeshet.
Yes.
With his wife, Annette. So, yes.
In Durban, you know, or, yeah. How thing people say Durban. It's actually around Shelly Beach, yes. You know. But we're raising this up to say it's just been a season of confirmation upon confirmation, you know. So to see the fruits has been amazing,
yeah.
And the reception as well, which has led us to this next step where, yes, we've gone from God saying pause to what's about to happen now.
Yes, and partly what's about to happen is due to the needs identified from when you guys interact with us. I'm going to name some of the things. There was a need for counseling. So many people needed counseling, and we just couldn't do it because we weren't released yet. That's what I would say. There were personal issues that people wanted to deal with, marriage issues, family issues. And then there were quite a few people that were looking for a church home. How many times we'd had people saying, hey, where can we fellowship where they talk about this thing? Remember the episode on deliverance?
Yes.
Particularly, so many people were saying, we don't see deliverance anymore. Where can we go to where there is deliverance? And that's why the timing, God's timing, is so perfect. So in the meantime, in the background, we've had a few changes take place. A few Kairos moments have come together for us. And we're sharing it because there's synergy between the needs that have come up from the show and what's happening with us personally.
Yes, I remember a time where we were asking the Lord, are we just going to branch out and do this by ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
And then the Lord used a pastor also based in America, Dr. Freeman, to give us a word that there's a partnership that's going to come up and the Lord will orchestrate it. It's not going to be something we planned. And this actually, you know, a few months later led to us connecting with a pastor and his wife, Pastor Joseph and Pastor Nunush Ilunga. And, you know, just coming together and finding that we had the exact same visions, you know, different here and there, but almost identical, you know, in identifying the, not just the deliverance aspect, but the counseling aspect that people were expressing the needed.
Yes, so Pastors Joseph and Nunush Ilunga, they run this amazing ministry that we are now a part of, and we'll talk about that today. But she specifically came to us and gave us a prophetic word and said, you're the ones. It was like a Samuel David moment, yeah, of you are who I've been looking for. And we obviously knew because we had had prophetic word before, but I think we were still like headless chickens, like we were completely in over our heads. And so today we are announcing a few things, but you are now talking to the lead pastors of City Harvest Church, Pretoria.
Pretoria, yeah. We've opened up a church.
A branch, yeah.
A branch. And our aim is really to be holistic in terms of, you know, deliverance and counseling. That's what the ministry is about, week in and week out. Of course, solid teaching and all of that, but
yeah,
there's a specific arm to it that the Lord has said we should provide for.
And so for all of you that's been asking, where can we get counseling? Where can we get deliverance? Where can we get this ministry? We are located in Pretoria East. We are in Lombardy Business Park, and we start every Sundays between 9 and 11. And we'll give some of the times and phone numbers and all that at the end of the show. But we particularly wanted to talk about how City Harvest Church has a social arm, and that social arm is called the Shelam Global Foundation, that is run by Pastors Joseph and Nunush Ilunga. And that foundation takes care of women who have been disenfranchised somehow, where they're either single mothers, can't get jobs, need food, shelter, clothing. Any kind of support happens through the Shelam Global Foundation. You can get that type of help there. And for some of you who were at the event, Danny, we didn't even get to announce this event on Impact 103.
Yeah, we were afraid that the capacity, we were hosting 240 women.
Yes, on the 23rd of September.
On the 23rd of September at the summit. And I must tell you, it was just a very very fully packed event. And yeah, so we're telling you in retrospect for you to prepare for next year. Because this year, upon just putting it in our status, it was completely fully booked, you know. So we sit as directors in the Shilam Foundation, but we are also now ambassadors for a business networking platform. It's a global platform called Women of Wealth. They also have a leg of it called Men of Wealth, but we are ambassadors for Women of Wealth in the Pretoria chapter. So our aim is to introduce Christian business owners to platforms that will lead to them interacting in a very global level.
You know, over the years when we first started in ministry, because we just felt the Holy Spirit say go, and some of the criticism we would receive is that and this is from higher ups, people that are elders, was that we didn't have the structures to keep the people that we were ministering with. And I think it's interesting when I see the beautiful, you know, melange or marry between City Harvest Church, Shilam Global Foundation, and Women of Wealth. Because all of those platforms cater to the needs that we've seen over the years, not just on Impact 103. So City Harvest Church is your formal church setting for ministry and counseling and all the things that people need related to the word. Shilam Global Foundation is a philanthropy, you know, foundation that helps people in need with shelter, food, clothing, and even training and jobs, etc. And then Women of Wealth helps business owners. And all these things we've seen are the needs of people that we've walked with over the years.
And it's areas where we've been working and working in our personal capacity
as well,
helping business owners, you know, but now to have international associations and companies coming together and working with the Vambilis has only been God.
Yeah, and it gives us the kind of help that we need in order to help you when you reach out to us and say, hey, I need this, 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 this. So today is actually such an exciting day, and we would like to offer you some contact details so that you can get in touch with us if there's anything we've spoken about today that you want to be a part of, because that's the need that you've identified while listening to our show.
Yep, you can email us at danny@thevambilis.com. We've got Letitia@thevambilis.com or info@thevambilis.com. And then if you want to use our contact details, which is 081-640-9372, that's the WhatsApp number for City Harvest Church. And that's where to get us. A lot of people have always asked, how do we reach you? Those
That's
are the
how
numbers.
You reach us. And we actually had it recently as well. There was a person who said, hey, I need counseling. I need help. We finally have a place. We finally have offices. And these are the ways that you can get in contact with us. And today is just to say thank you as we continue surviving life with the Vambilis. These are some of the platforms that we will use to be in contact with you if ever one of the topics speaks to your specific need and you want us to talk.
Keep praying for us and covering us and our family, our children, because as the Lord raises the bar, raises the standard, you know, the enemy tries. So with your prayers and your support, we know the Lord is going to continue to use us in the way he wants. And we are always so grateful for Impact Radio and what this platform has meant for the Vambilis, you know, starting from the beginning till now. We thank the Lord for this.
And make sure you join us tomorrow morning as we have this discussion live in studio. Otherwise, you have a blessed evening.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you for joining us on Surviving Life with the Vambilis.
Remember that you can join us every Tuesday at 6 p.m. to hear the entirety of the show, 30 minutes uninterrupted.
And tomorrow from 11 to 1 p.m., you can tune in for our discussions where we get to hear from you and discuss the topic further.
You can WhatsApp us during the live show using 071-364-0376 so that we can hear your opinions, your thoughts, and of course your experiences, and play your voice notes live on air.
And on social media, you can also get us on IG, under Impact 103, to be exact. You can also find us on Facebook on Impact Live.
And our personal pages, Surviving Life with the Vambilis, you can just type in at the Vambilis and join all our discussions there as well.
We look forward to having these discussions with you on a weekly basis. Myself, Danny Vambili, and with my lovely wife,
Letitia Vambili. This is us signing off. Until next week.
Goodbye.